We welcome to the program today His Grace Bishop Basil. He is the Secretary of the Assembly of Canonical Orthodox Bishops of North and Central America. He's agreed to come on and speak with us today about a very important meeting that will take place next week in Chicago. Your Grace, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Father Chris.
Let's ask the first question. What are some of the key issues that the Assembly is going to be addressing next week?
Per the agenda, we're doing two major themes. How do we affirm and realize the Assembly vision? And it's not going to be announcing so much what the vision is as much as discovering what the common vision is among all the bishops who are present, drawing from some of the documents by which we were even established, by the pan-Orthodox meetings in Chambézy, culminating in 2009 with the establishment of various geographic assemblies of bishops. The second day will be a continuation of a discussion that was held last year at Assembly 3. It's Archbishop Nicolae of the Romanian Patriarchate, and he will be leading a discussion on various proposals, actual concrete proposals for canonical restructuring of the church here in our region.
I can say that everyone that I am speaking to is praying for this assembly meeting and praying for our hierarchs, for the wisdom and the knowledge and the courage to do what is right. You rightly teach the word of the truth. That's what we pray in every liturgy.
Father Christopher, we not only appreciate that, but we depend on that.
There we go. I cut you off, though. There was something else you wanted to say.
Yeah, there are several, I don't want to say secondary themes and issues we'll be discussing, because they're also of great importance, but they're not as major as the first two that I mentioned. We'll be discussing possible regional models for communications, cooperation and communications among hierarchs who live in certain geographic areas of our country. Perhaps proposals for the way not only they can communicate, but cooperate. And not just the hierarchy, but perhaps their clergy, their lay people, their youth. We'll be discussing a proposal for an assembly-sponsored National Orthodox Youth Conference.
Wonderful. And do we know how many hierarchs will be attending at this point? Do we have any idea?
Yes, we do. It's been finalized. You know, we have a total of 65 who are members of the assembly. There will be 42 of them present.
Excellent.
Confirm their presence. I'd like to explain why the other 23 won't be there. Only 7 of the bishops who live in the United States are unable to come. So that means the other ones, the other 16 who are not coming, are not from the United States. And if you remember, the bishops of Canada have asked to constitute their own assembly. The word has been received back from the mother churches about that. But that's why they're not coming. There's 10 of them who will not be coming from Canada. The hierarchs who reside in Mexico have also asked, not that they constitute their own assembly, but they be joined to the assembly for South America. So there'll be 4 bishops from Mexico not coming. One of the bishops who is a member of our assembly is the hierarch responsible to oversee the Georgian Orthodox parishes, and he resides in Georgia, the country of Georgia, so he won't be coming. And another bishop is Bishop John, who oversees the Old Rite parishes under the Russian Orthodox Church outside of Russia, but he resides in Argentina. So that's the reason those 23 will not be with us. The 7 from the United States for various reasons, either they're out of the country or because of illness or other personal matters. And then the other 16 are just outside the United States, some living at a great distance.
Well, I can't even imagine. I wish I could be a fly on the wall there, frankly, praying to see the reaction and the interaction amongst the hierarchs. We have the greatest and the utmost hope that as you gather, again, the Holy Spirit will continue to inspire all of you. As we said, this is the 4th meeting the Assembly has had. What changes do you think have been since the first meeting, either within the organization or how the Orthodox churches are working together?
You know, Father Christopher, at that first meeting, many of us met each other for the first time. It was a wonderful meeting. It was a good meeting. But there was very little business that could be done. I mean, we were still getting to know each other. There were no committees yet established. But now, we not only know each other, but we've come really to love and to respect each other. We've worked together now over the past 3 years, many of us having meetings every month, teleconferences every month, others meeting in committee several times each year. So it will be a very different assembly from the first assembly. We'll be reporting on work done and then our aspirations for the future. But one thing I wanted to say, really, and it's important for, I think, the listeners to know this, is we just don't meet as hierarchs viewing ourselves as hierarchs. I mean, we meet together as men of the church doing work for the church, which includes our priests and our deacons, our monks, our nuns, our lay people. And none of us see ourselves there simply as an individual. You know, in addition to the bishops, there'll be a number of non-bishops who will be not only present, but who will be admitted to the business session.
Mm-hmm.
10 of them, specifically, are members of the secretariat. That includes priests and laymen, laywomen, deacons, monastics, who work with me on the secretariat, meeting every month and doing a lot of the work for the assembly. So while the meeting itself will consist of those 42 hierarchs, and that's who will have voice in the meeting and votes, et cetera, supporting us will be 10 members of the secretariat and several other laymen and clergy who will be attending as assistants to some of the bishops.
We had a clergy meeting down here in South Florida, which is where the home of OCN is, the agency of the assembly, and we had a meeting of the clergy brotherhood here. And we were all talking about the meeting next week, and we said, you know, we have to meet more often as the clergy brotherhood. And we even came to the realization that we were going to seek whether there were certain bylaws so that we could come together as the local clergy association and begin to plan things on a pan-Orthodox scheme so that everyone can be involved. And we started from the youth and up. So we're trying to mirror, of course we can't do exactly what you're doing, but we're trying to mirror what you're trying to do there in the grassroots.
Thank God. That's the way the work that the bishops are doing, as I said, not only for the of the church, but work for the church, will really touch the lives of all of our people and affect the body of Christ, as we hope it will, in a very positive way.
Yes. Your Grace, finally, I think some people might think that the assembly is a wonderful thing that is happening. They're prayerfully hopeful for it, but it's not really important to them in their personal life or faith. Do you think that's correct or incorrect, and how would we address that?
You know, if it's not important to the personal life and faith of our clergy, monastics, and lay people, then what we're doing is worthless. As I said, we don't do it as bishops. It's not a bishop's club,
right.
You know, like some exclusive club here.
Right.
We go and we enjoy dinners together and meeting together and discussions together. We do this for the body of Christ, and we hope that it's mirrored, as you hope that it's going to be mirrored there in southern Florida. We hope that it's mirrored throughout our country, throughout our region, by active participation of clergy with each other, of monastics with each other, with lay people, men and women, youth, old people, with each other, that the assembly sets a model for that kind of interaction between Orthodox Christians in this country. And you know, Father Christopher, really, even attendance at our assembly of bishops, I would suggest attendance at your clergy brotherhood meetings, attendance of youth in joint youth affairs or any other thing with adults in our parishes. I really don't think it should be a matter of personal choice or preference. You know, that I like those kind of things, or I don't like those kind of things. You know, it's a responsibility that we have as Christians. We're members of a body. We find our own reason for being, our own individual reason for being, when we join with other people who are members of the body. You know, we're not Christians alone.
His Grace, Bishop Basil, the Secretary of the Assembly of Canonical Orthodox Bishops of North and Central America, thank you very much for being with us, Your Grace, and we pray for you and all of the hierarchs who will be meeting next week.
Thank you, Father Christopher. God bless you and your listeners.